Praise the Lord. God is so good to us. I can't really even imagine. He loves us so much that He sent His only begotten Son, knowing that He was going to get nailed to the cross and die to pay for our sins. And to be raised again for our justification. And for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of all the authority in heaven. Well, praise the Lord, you know, if that doesn't change your heart, you don't have one. Praise God. I want to talk about what a disciple is. A disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospels. He told the apostles to go out and make disciples. And a disciple is somebody that follows the teacher's teachings and promotes the teacher's teachings. And there is a discrepancy as to whether we're disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ or whether we are disciples of the Holy Spirit, since Jesus is gone to heaven. And it's all true. We are disciples of the Holy Ghost. But Scripture says the Lord is the Spirit. So then, now we're back to being a disciple of Jesus Christ. But Jesus is one with the Father. And all the teachings we have through Paul are that we're babes in Christ, children of God, or sons of God, and that there are fathers of the faith. But no disciples. So, there's room for scratching your head. Praise God. And no room for pride. No, can't say I'm a disciple. Can't say anything. You can say you're a child of God. You can say you're a son of God. You can say you're a babe in Christ. You can say you're a disciple of the Holy Spirit. You can say you're a disciple of Jesus Christ. And I think when it comes right down to it, you really can't define it well enough to boast about it. We're supposed to boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and in nothing else. And if any man glory, let him glory in the Lord. You know, let the mighty man not glory in his strength. Let the wise man not glory in his wisdom. He who glories, let him glory in the Lord, in the power of His might. So I enjoy considering these kind of things. God is so high. He's so high. He's so high. He is so high. Boy, just to think, I used to smoke pot to get high. It ain't no kind of high compared to God. No kind of high. The Lord, He is high above the heavens and the earth. Higher. He humbles Himself to behold the things in heaven and the things on earth. Our God is very great. We are very small. Praise the Lord. He is very good to us. And I am very glad. So, but disciples, according to Jesus, is the first commandment. When you love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might and all your strength. That's the love that is required from all of us, and it's something we grow up into His likeness and into His abilities and into His Spirit so that we can love like that. And that love forsakes all for the cause of Christ. That love denies Himself and picks up His cross daily. That love despises everything else, which means to look at everything else and everyone else as less than. That's what despising means. It hates father, mother, brother, sister, wife, husband, children, even your own life, compared to the love that you have for God. The comparison is very different. The Lord has to be first. And it's not like it has to be, it's just that He is first. And when you're right with God, you see things that way, and your love for Him is that way. You lay your life down just like He did, because the Spirit of Christ is in you. The Lord is so good to us. He is so faithful, and we are in such need of His graces and His love and His mercy. And He does pour it out, and all we got to do is ask. Of course, He said that you'll search for Me and find Me when you search for Me with all your heart. So you got to be pretty serious about it when you ask. James says, don't ask wavering, you know, thinking that you won't get an answer, because you will, but you have to be totally devoted about it. And wait on the Lord. And He'll fill you up, make you go like the Energizer Bunny, praising the Lord. Day in, day out, night and day, rejoicing in His glory and praising His holy name, giving thanks for all things and in all things through Jesus Christ. Amen.